Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. Lawrence, deacon and martyr, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, Where Do You Sow Your Seeds?
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 10. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he who scatters abroad, he gives to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The word of the Lord. In this week of Dominic's feast, I recall my visits to his hometown of Calarawega. St. Dominic's family was one of means. His mother, Jane D'Azzo, was known for her care of the poor, and so it is no wonder that while he was studying, he saw the hungry amidst the city and sold his most precious books to feed them. As Paul tells us, those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly. Who are the people hungry or in need around us in our world? How do we share the abundance we have with them without our grudging prejudices because they are immigrants who cross the border, the color of their skin, or sexual orientation? Are we afraid to give what we have that we may lose ourselves and not have enough? Do we just leave it to governments, organizations, and others to care for those in need? I have experienced that those who have little are generous with what little they have. Their abundance is love and gracious care of one another. Communities that suffer the loss due to floods, tornadoes, or natural disasters often come together to help each other. A child is missing, and we see hundreds of people on the search so the boy or girl may be found. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. God promises to send us what we need. Today, how are we God's ambassadors gracing others from our gifts, talents, and material goods? Who are those in need, and what will we do about it?